Yeah, it's extremely frustrating, the news that there'll be further delays to a long, long-awaited, decades-long-awaited school in Buncrana. And it's extremely frustrating that the council have sent further information requests, particularly regarding to road safety, which I think could have been foreseen. It was the cause of the last delay as we prepared for an active travel project. So I think all our the I's should have been dotted, the T's should have been crossed, and this should have been foreseen and avoided. So it's bitterly disappointing, and this fits into a wider feeling of frustration of delays after delays in the town. Waiting for the leisure centre, the community hospital has been further delayed, Burnfoot flood defences have been laid, and people are just wondering, where is the oversight? We've had numerous government ministers have said that they would be doing everything in their power to get these over the line, but yet again we see another delay, and I just don't think that's acceptable.
And you said in your statement that there's a lot of people that were involved in this project, and this news has come as a big disappointment to them, the people that have worked on this for so long.
Yeah, look, I'm on the board of management of Crannagh College, and I see the real personal investment that those staff members, the wider school community, put in. Meeting after meeting, it's about updates about this, and it's all about the greater good of the children and the pupils who attend that school. And they've been frustrated for years, and this is just another blow. And it's really not fair on those people that have given so much campaigning, so much planning, so much lobbying, and they would expect that these plans are put together in such a way that they should move seamlessly. So I feel for those people because they've given so much. I feel for the wider town. I feel for the children who are facing another delay. But look, I'll be doing everything that I can as a local representative. I'll be working with all political representatives across the political divide to push this over, get the ETB to address the questions that the planning authority have put forward, and ultimately deliver the school that is long, long overdue and has to be constructed as soon as possible.